I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bloodshed continues unabated in Nigeria. Islamic State militants preyed upon a Christian village in northeast Nigeria on Tuesday, killing eight. On Thursday, Fulani herdsmen attacked believers in a nearby state, also killing eight. World Mission's Greg Kelly says there's at least one silver lining to government inaction and Islamist violence. Muslims who are opposed to the gospel now want to know more about Jesus.
One young man came to us and he said, "Hey, I want a Christian Quran." He didn't know what it was called. He essentially was asking for a Bible. He sees love being expressed from Christians. He doesn't want anything to do with Islam and what he's seen of it, the hatred, the destruction.
Ask the Lord to protect gospel workers in Nigeria and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Christianity is growing in East Africa, even secretly in places like Somalia and Sudan. The Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, helps believers know Christ and make disciples. A Believer Will Call Abraham says one of the ministry's all-star students is reaching refugees for Christ.
She have now at least 5 years with the Lord and 3 years with us as a program. She is really doing very good. And she also discipling other people. She said the number sometimes reach 20 person. Most of them are from majority people.
PTEE courses help this young woman grow deep faith roots so she can withstand persecution and help others do the same.
Pray that she could open a class where more people can come to the Lord and she could disciple them.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.